Mike, what's Nick Perry's status? I've never asked you about all.
Well, Nick's going to be questionable. We're just going through the report, so he'll be in a questionable status.
Do you have any anticipation that Devon House might be out, or is he questionable as well?
He'll be questionable as well. Questionable or doubtful.
What happened to Nick? I know he's been in the injury report for quite a while for various things, but what's the what was the setback last week, I guess?
Who you asking me about?
Nick Perry.
Nick Perry's got a couple different things going on, so the specifics of it are just, you know, the combination of it.
Obviously, we've asked you a lot about Aaron all week long. How much do you pay attention to him right now? Obviously, you've got a game to play this week. You probably have other focuses. Do you focus on what Aaron's doing at practice, or are you sort of focused on this game that even he's on the back burner a little bit for you?
Focus on all the players at practice. I mean, it's videotaped. You evaluate every play. You watch them do the drill work. So, I mean, you know, it isn't like he just showed up, you know, Wednesday in practice for the first time. So you watch the progression of how he's come back. He looks like himself. I mean, it's, yeah, so like I said, everybody gets evaluated.
Mike, it's been a while, but you were the last team to play the Lions in 08, and they went 0-16. Is there anything you can gain from that experience playing a winless team? That
no, not at all. I mean, what's 08? So 8, you know, 9 years ago. So there's zero correlation. It's a different team. We're playing away, so we're really focused on what we have at stake. I mean, it's I've been impressed with their football team. They do a lot of good things on offense. They got good young players. I would say the same thing about their defense. Schematically, they challenge it. Good young players. They play hard. They got good speed in the special teams. You know, the weather that we're going to play in. So it'd be the first time we played winter weather, which is unusual for us. We're usually dealing with that end of November. So we're focused on the specifics of the game.
With the weather situation in an unfamiliar stadium, is there any kind of a process you go through in terms of just trying to figure out the win before the game, and maybe, you know, might factor into your coin toss decisions, you know, that kind of
thing? It's the same process you go through every week, whether it's home or away. You assess the win, make sure your players get out there in the pre-game. You know, there's a segment where players go out individually and then come back in, and then we go out for pre-game drills and so forth. As a football team, you got to make sure you got to check your cleats, make sure you got the right cleats on. You got to see the length of the grass. You know, you get into obviously winter football, surface changes. So you got to make sure your footwear. There's an evaluation of the wind pattern. So that goes on from the time we get to the stadium. Wind patterns can change. You know, you got to have a beat of that. You get a mark on where you're going to try for a field goal, where you're, you know, you establish lines, you work that process during the game. So it's the same process you go through every week.
Mike, your offensive line has been praised over the years for its pass pro. You don't hear much about the run block aspect of it. When the defense knows you're going to be running the ball week in, week out, how impressed have you been with what they've done up front?
We run the ball very well. So it's really the continuity of that run-blocking unit starting up front. I think, you know, anytime you see guys work together over an extended period of time, the combination blocks get tighter. You know, the anticipation of the fit of the defense is, I mean, you're playing with more awareness. That your instincts are higher. Things are happening faster. The back is hitting the hole in sequence, you know, as far as when the lead block, whether it's a guard kicking out or it's a fullback laying his hat on, you know, on a lead block, you know, so you're cutting at the right time. So it's, to me, football is about time clocks, whether you're throwing a ball, whether you're running a football. And that's what, when you talk about having plays in sync, there's a time clock where things should happen. And the closer that those things happen together, obviously your ability to be efficient and your execution goes a lot higher.
Mike, working with John Dorsey over the years, what do you think makes him a good general manager, talent evaluator, personnel guy?
Well, John's a personnel man through and through. You know, you can tell that just by the day, from the day he shows up. You know, I'm sure we'll have a new Cleveland Brown sweatshirt that we'll all get to see this weekend, because, you know, John likes the sweatshirts, particularly one, and he sticks to it. He's very disciplined in that regard. But you know, John's all football. So I mean, obviously his time here, and he's touched a lot of people in this organization. Did a heck of a job in Kansas City, you know, with their roster. So we wish him the best.
So you got a month to go yet, and the weather is going to be an impact here too. But what have you thought of how Justin's performed this year? I mean, he's on the verge of setting punting records around here this year.
He's done a heck of a job. I mean, especially for a first year guy, and you know, it's you look at all the good things he's done, and but you know what I like about it is he's focused on the things that he needs to improve on, and anytime you see guys respond to that, it's important. So, and you know, these next four games will be a big test, because you know, obviously ball placement at this time of year is at a premium. So with these outdoor games, and you know, the one up in Detroit at the end, so but he's done a heck of a job.